This is Super Marcy, and you're listening to the Super Podcast, and this is episode 12, and continuing on from the topic from last time, which was top 5 remakes, we're going to go for top 5 worst remakes. And I'm here with a terrible Australian again.
Yeah, I'm a pretty terrible Australian at the moment.
I think you're too good of an Australian, judging by the movies you've been watching lately.
I'm one of those people who pretty much watches everything, no matter who's involved, or if it just looks crap, I just watch whatever it may be. I'm pretty easy.
I just meant that your screen name, whatever you want to call it, was Terra Australis. That makes you a terrible Australian.
Oh, well, with some of the movies I've been watching lately, it would make me a terrible Australian.
Aw. Yeah. Bad, bad, bad joke.
Yes.
That'll be on the top 5 worst jokes of all time.
Don't worry, we can edit it out.
No, I'll leave it in just for the lameness of it.
Yeah.
So, our last list was our top 5 favourite remakes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are tackling the top 5 worst remakes. And it's
the fun list.
Yeah, this is pretty much, our opinion of what we consider the worst remakes.
Yep.
And hopefully people will not disagree because they're pretty sucky.
And this is... Don't be surprised if throughout we're just going to just keep saying it's shit.
Yeah, this is just going to be, this is shit, this is terrible, this is awful.
This is even worse.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going to go. So, we'll get the ball rolling, and I'll throw it over to you with number 5.
Yep, my number 5. Now, my choice, though, I wouldn't say it's one of the worst remakes I've ever seen, but it's on my list because it just...
sucks?
Yeah, it sucks, but it was more frustrating to me than the other terrible remakes, which should have been on my list, but like I said, this one just sort of frustrated the hell out of me much more, so I just wanted to put it on my list.
Okay.
And my pick for number 5 is the recent remake of The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
And that's one that just came out this year.
Yeah, it just came out this year. Directed by Tony Scott and starring Denzel Washington and John Travolta.
I can't say I actually had any interest to actually want to see it because I haven't really been a fan of Tony Scott's last few movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of put me off seeing this one.
Oh, well, I'm quite a big Tony Scott fan. I like his films. And
so do I.
Like, his last couple of movies are sort of love it or hate it affairs, but I enjoyed Man on Fire and Domino, but...
I didn't.
Oh. Well, that's another discussion altogether.
Yeah.
But this one, though, this one just really frustrated the hell out of me because I actually saw the original film, which is the 1974 version, which starred Walter Matthau and Robert Shaw.
Yep.
About 3-4 days before I saw the remake.
Okay, well, that would probably be why you didn't like it, I guess.
Yeah, it was more... I think it's because, it was more fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
Especially compared to my other ones in the list, because I've seen these, a couple years apart or a couple of months apart. But this one... What's interesting to me about these two films, both the original and remake, if you watch them both, mm-hmm. Back-to-back,
yep.
You can really see how filmmaking has changed a lot in the last 35 years.
Yeah.
The original was a very, very intense, sometimes funny, in its sort of black humor, and very suspenseful and very clever thriller. And the original is pretty much... Tony Scott going pretty much all crazy with his energetic, frantic, kinetic, fast-paced style. Mm. And it just doesn't really work for the story that's presented Yeah.
Well, that since makes sense.
Since the original was sort of like takes mostly on a train, like a subway train.
Yeah.
And he uses that for this film, and it just doesn't really work.
Mm. Yeah, well, I don't think this movie got good reviews at all. So
It didn't.
No, it was pretty trashed, I guess, when it came out, which was not long ago. It only came out like a couple of months here.
Yeah.
But I can't say I've got any desire whatsoever to see it.
Although it's kind of funny to me. And another thing, like I've sort of explained how filmmaking has changed, it's also how the film's bad guys played in the original. Robert Shaw, his take on the character is that he was a very cold, very intelligent, calculating criminal, and very soft-spoken. So it's you could say he's pretty much like say he could have been like the what was his name? The villain out of No Country for Old Men, his name just escapes me at the moment. Anton Chigurh, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of along those lines. Maybe not as creepy, but it's definitely along that kind of line.
Yeah.
And in this one, it's just John Travolta trying to look like a badass.
Yeah.
And just going around and just saying motherfucker a lot.
Okay.
And he does. I mean, pretty much every fourth or fifth word in all of his dialogue is motherfucker.
Right. Okay then. Yeah, can't say I have any interest whatsoever to see this movie.
Yeah, like I said, it's I wouldn't say it's entirely terrible, but it's only on my list because out of the ones that are on my list, it was definitely the one that frustrated me the most.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But if I had to say, definitely check out the original because it's a much better and really superb thriller.
Yeah, well, I'll skip the remake. Okay. I picked for my number 5 a movie which I absolutely hate so much that when I saw it, I pretty much just wanted to rip my head off.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be 1998's Godzilla remake. What a shit fucking movie that was. Oh my god. Like, Godzilla itself, the original, it's not like it's fantastic or anything. It's just a fun, silly movie.
I actually saw it for the first time only a few years ago, which is... And I agree, it's a sort of a fun sort of monster movie, but at the same time, it actually, what's interesting about the original is that it's actually quite serious. Like, they play it very serious compared to, like, all the later Godzilla movies.
But it kind of works in that way.
Yeah.
But the remake was just a big pile of steaming shit. Like, Roland Emmerich has made some movies that I really, really like, such as Stargate and Universal Soldier. And to a lesser extent, Independence Day. But after that, he pretty much went downhill big time. And this movie is just full of fucking racist stereotypes across the board. It's long. It's just so over the top and stupid. Now, I don't mind over the top, but this was just insanely, like as you said, frustratingly just dumb and stupid and... it was just so fucking annoying. Like, Matthew Broderick was so shit. Like, his character was crap, and he just made him even worse. This movie was frustratingly shit.
Oh, I wouldn't say, it's been a while since I've seen it, because I saw it when I was, like, when it came out in 98, I was probably about 14 at the time when I saw it, and probably saw it like a few more times since then. But I don't think I hate it as much as you do. Like,
no,
I think when I saw it the first time, I probably liked it a lot. But I would probably count it as a guilty pleasure, even though it is a pretty compared to all the other movies that Roland Emmerich has made. It's definitely one of his worst, but I wouldn't say it's that terrible. It's kind of still watchable to me, but I can definitely see why I saw it gets a lot of shit.
I saw it at the cinema. I was, I was about 14 when I saw it, and I just found it so fucking irritating. And then I watched it again when it was on pay TV, and it was just worse. It's so bad. It's bad. There was nothing remotely decent about it.
Yeah.
It was, for me, it was so bad, it's bad, and it's on this list because it fucking sucks. And if I had a machine gun and I could shoot this fucking movie, I would fucking so do that right now.
I actually own the soundtrack to this movie.
I don't think the soundtrack was that bad, but...
I think it's a pretty good soundtrack, actually.
The movie just fucking sucks ass. I mean, I think the soundtrack was actually quite successful.
Yeah.
But yeah, a movie can be shit because still have a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Or a movie can be really awesome and have a shit soundtrack. So.
I will say this, though. Godzilla, in my honest opinion, is 10 times better than Roland Emmerich's last movie, 10,000 BC, which in my opinion is, without a doubt, his worst film.
I haven't seen it and I don't intend to see it.
It's pretty boring. I guess he was trying to do, a straightforward kind of adventure, drama kind of movie, but it was just boring. Like, even when I always kind of look forward to Emmerich's films, because I sort of like, his movies are sort of a guilty pleasure of mine, again, Independence Day and, The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, that was okay. And,
yeah, I think, when he's going around, creating natural disasters, he can be a lot of fun. But with 10,000 BC, even when I saw the trailer the first time for 10, I even thought, that looks pretty shit, even by Roland Emmerich's standards.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much right. It was pretty boring.
Yeah. Well, his next I don't know. I'm not really sold on it. It looks like the effects are good, but I just don't think it's going to be a good movie, which is... 2012.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, nah, not really. I mean, it looks, the effects and everything look great, but I don't know, I'm just not really that sold on it.
I've always been sort of a very a fan of disaster movies, so I look forward to any kind of disaster movie that comes my way.
Honestly, I don't mind either way, as long as they're good.
Or at least sort of fun in their stupidity.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say about Emmerich now, he's destroying the world in his next movie. The only thing he can do now for his next one after that is try to destroy the universe.
Yeah, maybe he'll just blow up the universe.
With a black hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I could see it happening, and I wouldn't be surprised that's what he does next.
Yeah. But, those are our number fives. We'll move swiftly along to number four. So, what's your number four?
My number four, and actually, I did have my list set, but then I actually remembered this one a few days ago, and I got rid of what was my original number four and actually put this one up on it. And this one is the 2006 remake of... The Last Kiss.
Okay, that was based on the Italian movie.
Yeah, it is. Right? It's I saw the Italian movie probably back in 2004 or 2005.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, it was like a really honest and sometimes quite brutal in its depiction of relationships.
Yeah.
Across the board, whether it's for adults in their 30s or young or old, and I just thought it was such a great film with its... It was just so insightful, and it really... Like I said, it was kind of brutal. Not brutal like it was violent or anything. No. It was just very... It was really honest when it talked about relationships.
Yeah.
And when this one came out, and I was actually looking forward to it, and when I actually... sat down and watched it, as the movie kept going on and just on and on, and as every single minute I just got madder and madder and madder as the movie just kept progressing along.
Yeah.
And It's a film that just lacks all that honesty and insight and brutality in it, and it just plays it really safe and really tame.
Okay.
And it just really frustrated me up the wall, because it actually does have the ingredients for a great film. Like, it, if it done right, it would have been a great film, but unfortunately it just fails on so many levels.
Yeah, I've heard that it's not very good, and it just really fails in comparison to the original.
Yeah. And but I will say this, though, if I had to say if there were any positives about the movie, I thought the cast did very well. Like, I thought most of them gave really good performances, like Jacinta Barrett, Casey Affleck, Blythe Danner, and Tom Wilkinson. But to me, the worst performance in the film was Zach Braff. Because, like, in the original film, the guy, like, the lead guy, he was a very handsome, and he's, like, you can definitely see that, like, he's pretty much on the verge of 30. His girlfriend's about to have a baby, and he's, like, you know, trying to, is sort of, like, reflecting out on his life, or whether he is, like, done all the things that he wanted to do, and then he meets this, like, I guess, university student, and he strikes up an affair with her because so he can regain his youth.
Yeah.
Like, and with this one though, Zach Braff, even though I do like Zach Braff, I liked him in Scrubs and Garden State, but he's just so miscast in the role. He's not the kind of character like some really beautiful, gorgeous university student who was played by Rachel Bilson in this one would go after. He's not the type of person, you know, like anyone would go for that, and it just really just annoyed me.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that he actually gave a really bad performance when he's
that, like, probably doesn't help matters.
Yeah, he pretty much channeled his character from Garden State, and it just didn't work, unfortunately, for him this time around.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen either, but I've just heard a lot about the original.
And, yeah.
Yeah, not the best things about the remake. So, yeah, I wanted to track down the original, but haven't been able to find it. So,
Sometimes the original does pop up every now and again on pay TV, but it's been a while since, or on SBS, but it's been a while since it's been on, but it's definitely a bit hard to track down.
Yeah, I've realized that because I can't get a copy.
You have to watch the remake now.
No, I'll just watch the original. Well, my friend was talking about it a lot, and he was going to try and track down one for me, but I think I just end up forgetting all about it. So.
Well, like, I know there are a lot of people out there who do like the remake or have never seen the original film. Yeah. That's fine. Like, it's always funny when you, like, if I hadn't seen the original, maybe I might have liked this remake maybe a little bit more. But having just seen the original and just seeing how well it was made, the original is just, I guess it just plays, even though it does take a lot of cues from the original and follows the basic storyline, it just played it too safe with its emotions. Mm. Instead of being more honest and I guess brutal about it.
Yeah. Okay, interesting pick. My next pick for my number four, it's another movie from 1998. Not a good year, clearly. I decided to go with the really shitty, basically shot-for-shot remake of Psycho by Gus Van Sant.
Yep.
Now, I like Gus Van Sant.
I like a couple of his films, but there are some that I think sometimes he gets a bit too pretentious with some films.
I'm more of a fan of, like, Milk and Good Will Hunting, those kind of things.
I agree. I think those are pretty excellent films as well.
Like, you know, I think he can be really great, but with Psycho, I mean, this is just retarded. I mean, the original, yes, it's a classic. It's a classic Hitchcock movie. I know a lot of people think the original can be overrated, but When I saw it, I loved it, and I've seen it many, many times. I think it's a great film.
I have as well. I think it's a great... I agree, it's a great film.
Yeah, I think it's a really good film. It's one of my favourite movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this remake was just... It was terrible. Like, every single person, I think, was so wrong that they cast. Like, Vince Vaughn as Norman Bates has got to be the most retarded casting. Like, out of anyone you could have chosen, he just didn't fit whatsoever. And Anne Heche as Marion just didn't work. Julianne Moore, she's like one of my favourite actresses. I think she's just terrible in this movie. Absolutely terrible. And it's just like, yeah, none of this is working. And they, you know, doing the shot-for-shot remake, like, why does it need to be shot-for-shot?
Yeah.
It might have been better if they had tried to do something a little bit different.
I agree. It's like, it would have, like, he could have just took the basic premise and probably made his own movie with it, or even gone back to the original book. And, because I know the movie is quite different from the book.
Yeah.
I've never read the book, but I know... But it would have been interesting if he'd gone back to maybe do, like, a more faithful adaptation of the book.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. Like, I agree. It's just a very pointless film. Like, it...
Yeah, it is.
Like, and, but it's funny, though, is I actually saw this one first before the original.
Oh, really?
I know. It's... I live in a small country town. We are deprived of everything. And this one came to the video shop, and I was young, I was foolish, and I rented it out, and I'm not sure what I thought about it. I wouldn't say it's terrible, because I can think of worse remakes, but I think it's really more pointless.
It was pointless and frustrating. Like,
yeah,
I know that when you remake something, you want to be faithful, but in this case, you didn't need to shot-for-shot remake it. Like, doing something different probably would have worked. But, no, this movie's a piece of shit, and I fucking hate it. Like, burn in hell, because what a shit piece of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Alfred Hitchcock would have been spinning in his grave if he saw this film.
Well, I have no doubt he would have hated it. So, yeah. So we'll move right along again. What's your number three?
My number three is a remake from 2005, and it is the remake of House of Wax.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, what's interesting is, like, I guess you can't really call the 2005 remake of House of Wax even a remake, because it's completely different from the original film.
It's still a remake, though.
It's still a remake, yeah. It pretty much has some of the basic ideas, but it's... Like, the original was pretty much your... was a really good gothic horror starring Vincent Price.
Yeah.
And this one is pretty much kind of takes the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, wrong turn kind of esque, like, you know, bunch of kids going to the woods and getting hack and slashed by a bunch of psychos who live. And, like, I was actually looking forward to this film because I love slashers.
Yeah, so do I, but this didn't appeal to me.
Yeah, and in the end,
it was Paris Hilton being in it that fucked me off, because I hate it.
Yeah.
But it just didn't seem like a good movie.
It's pretty bad, and it's funny, though. It's like, I watched it the first time and I absolutely hated it the first time, and then I think a few years later I decided to rewatch it again, because I kind of thought maybe I was kind of being too harsh on it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it again, and I was watching it, and then I realized about halfway through the movie what I really do hate this movie.
Yeah.
And Paris Hilton, I don't know why she was cast in the movie. I think because they, you know, they needed a name.
Yeah.
And that's the only name they could afford.
Mm.
And pretty much the best thing about the movie is her death scene, because it's the one thing I think everybody wanted to see, was her dying on screen.
Yeah.
That's like, probably the only good thing to come out of the movie, and
it's irritatingly fucking annoying.
It takes forever to get going because it's a 2-hour film, and it doesn't really start up till about probably the 60-minute mark. And so you're around for an hour with a bunch of unlikable, unsympathetic characters who you just can't wait to get killed.
Yeah.
And that's if you really want to make a successful horror film, you've got to have sympathetic characters because you want to feel what these characters are going through.
Well, it's either give us characters that you care about or give us characters you don't give a shit about and kill them off really quickly and really, like, do it in a really cool fashion with a really cool, like, killer. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I agree. But unfortunately, they do about at least 50 minutes or so of character development.
Yeah,
and if you could see me right now, I'm putting my fingers up when I say the term character development.
Yeah.
And, like, it's pretty bad. Like, the characters are really bland. Like, yeah. I said, they're unsympathetic, they're unlikable,
yeah.
And that's probably one of the reasons why it frustrated me the most, because of these characters, and I just didn't like them at all.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that the story was predictable, and it has potential, like, it had a lot of potential to be a really solid and entertaining slasher film.
Yeah.
But, it just fails on its ass. Unfortunately, yeah. But it does have some good points. Like, I meant the production design in this film is really good.
Yeah.
Like, the actual House of Wax itself is fantastic. And the final scene in the movie where the house actually starts melting is actually quite a dazzling sequence.
Okay.
But
it just sucks, the rest of it.
Yeah, it pretty much sucks. And it just really irritated me, this movie, for a lot of reasons, and this bad writing, really bland direction.
Yeah.
It's not suspenseful in any way, and I just didn't care for the characters at all.
Yeah. That doesn't help when the characters are awful and they make you stick with them.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you have annoying characters, kill them the fuck off.
Exactly.
Otherwise it just doesn't work.
Mm.
Mm.
It's, if I've... The only good, like I said, if you're going to see this movie, just watch it for for Paris Hilton's death scene, or actually, don't worry about watching it. Just go to YouTube somewhere and see if you can find a clip of that scene.
Yeah, exactly. Don't waste your time on the shitty movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I picked a film from 2004, which... I don't think anyone actually liked this movie at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the Shithouse Stepford Wives remake.
Ah, yes, the Stepford Wives.
I fucking hated this movie so much. Matthew Broderick, what the fuck are you doing to me? You're in two movies on my list, man. Fucking hell. This movie is a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was pretty average. Like, I'm sort of... Like, overall, the overall film is, like, it is pretty average, borderlining on very crap, but I'm sort of, with a lot of movies like this, I kind of try not to be too harsh of it, because I kept hearing, like, pretty much it was a disaster behind the scenes, like, they kept going back, reshooting everything, and just recasting it. I kind of, when I hear a movie do that, I kind of take a sympathetic approach.
Nah, they should have given up, honestly. It was so bad.
Yeah, it's...
It was terrible. Like, everything about it was terrible.
And it has the ingredients to actually be a good movie, too. I mean, you've got a great cast, a pretty good director with Frank Oz, a pretty solid screenwriter who was, I can't remember his name, Paul Rudnick, I think his name was, and he, like, wrote probably one of my favourite comedies, Adam's Family Values, which is... probably one of my favorite sequels, and it's a hilarious film, and I thought he did it. And also In and Out, which they also made, both him and Frank Oz, was a pretty solid comedy.
Yeah,
but
I liked that movie as well.
Yeah, and and you got a pretty and it's a good I saw the original as well, and like you got the ingredients there of a good film.
Mm.
But unfortunately, I don't know what happened. I don't know. But it just fails
everything
in a lot of ways.
About
and
it
I think
fails so badly.
Yeah, I think the problem was why it failed is because instead of trying to make it into a thriller like the original was, and they just decided to make it into
a comedy.
Yeah,
it was stupid.
Yeah,
it was absolutely dumbass. Like the original, it's a good movie.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well. It's a really solid paranoia.
Yeah.
Thriller.
Yeah. But what the fuck? Like they tried to make something funny and it's just irritatingly bad. The only thing I can say about it is just how shit and stupid and dumb and irritating it is. That's how much I hate it. Like when I was watching it, I had to force myself just to finish it. Because I just could not fucking watch it. Everything about it was shit. It was just the worst piece of shit. Like, oh, fucking hell. Seriously, you can see I just don't like this movie.
Yeah, what's even worse is that it tries to put in satire as well.
Yeah,
and it's very obvious satire, and it's not funny in any way.
Yeah, it was fucking awful.
Mm.
Like, yeah, starting from when they were filming it and things were just not working out, like, ugh.
They should have had a clue when things weren't going their way.
Yeah, they should have just given up then and there.
Mm. Or at least, I think if it was actually played straight like it was the original film, I think it would have been pretty good. Well, hopefully it would have been pretty good, but I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Shit movie. I hate it.
It's,
yeah, fucking dumbass.
I agree. Well, I wouldn't say I hate it as much as you, but I thought it was overall it was really average. Mm.
So, number two.
My number two, I would say.
Excuse you.
My number two is a remake from, I think, when did it come out? Oh, yeah, in 2008. And it's actually, it's the remake. It is a remake, but it has a completely different title to the original film that it remade, and this remake is Mirrors.
Okay. Oh, I was scared you were going to say what my number one was, because it's also a 2008 movie.
Mirrors is a remake of a South Korean horror film called Into the Mirror.
And there's a lot of those remakes.
Yeah, and I actually saw this one probably a year or two before the original came out. And what's interesting is that I didn't, compared to the originals I've been talking about before on my list, the original wasn't that good.
Okay.
And it has a really cool premise, but it's very averagely executed. Like it has a great opening, and it has a great ending.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about this one is that they still have the original opening and ending in this one, but they decided to just create and pretty much the basic idea of the original plot, which is like a cop who has a secret past who's given a job to work at a very damaged department store that's being reconstructed and. But it goes in its own direction with the story. But unfortunately, it just turns into an absolute mess.
Yeah.
And it's sad for me to say that because it was directed and co-written by Alexander Aja, who did High Tension and another remake, which is actually a really good
remake,
The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
And when I heard he was going to do this film, and it's actually, and that it's not a survival horror film and rather a supernatural horror film, I was like giddy as a schoolgirl because I wanted to see what he can do in the supernatural realm.
Yeah.
And after watching it, I'm just thinking, Aja, just stick to survival horror movies. Because I was just sitting there watching this film in stunned belief how it really is a mess. The whole script is a complete mess, and I'm not joking about this. It Oh.
It's just shit, basically.
It's shit.
It's a shit movie.
It tells you something when, like, the original film had rules about the world that it created.
Okay.
Especially about the ghosts and how they work with mirrors. And in this movie, it tries to make its own rules, and it... What's even worse is that it doesn't follow its own rules.
Okay.
Because the ghosts were just like in anything that had like a mirror image, like just mirrors or anything that are really... But in this one, they pretty much reflect off everything, not just mirrors. And like, not just that, but like even water.
Right.
And it's like, you could easily have just... And I think... And... Man, this would be really frustrating me.
I can tell.
It's... And it could have easily just called it reflection, because it just, that's what they do. It's like the ghosts just come in from any kind of reflective surface other than mirrors. And,
okay.
And once it's like the mirrors are used pretty much halfway through the movie, and they're discarded for other reflected surfaces, and water pretty much takes up the entire last half of the movie.
Yeah, it sounds pretty crap.
And then it just throws in all this other stuff, like it throws in, like, inbred. It has hillbillies in it at one point.
Oh, okay, nice.
And, like, it has insane asylums. And secret experiments. And it has a point where the evil demon ghost that comes in towards looks like a reject out of The Evil Dead. And it's just a complete mess. And it has... And Kiefer Sutherland, I love Kiefer Sutherland. He's a great actor, but he was really bad in this movie, and it didn't help that pretty much. It seemed like most of the time he was just channeling his character of Jack Bauer from 24, and he even goes around and he says, "Damn it!" Throughout the.
This is my favorite thing on 24. Is just how many times he says, "Damn it!"
And he does it in this movie too, and it doesn't help.
No.
And Paula Patton, who's a gorgeous actress, who's very wooden and bland in this movie, and it's just terrible. And there's a moment in this movie that when I saw it for the first time, it just cracked me up. It was like a Nicolas Cage moment of overacting.
Oh, okay.
There's a scene where Kiefer Sutherland sees himself in a mirror. He's down in the basement of the department store, and he looking around, and he sees this mirror. And all in the reflection, he is set on fire.
Nice.
And it's the worst CGI fire you'll ever see in a movie. And he's like rolling on the ground going, ah, ah, ah! Like he's just overacts.
Sounds like I really need to not see this movie.
It really overacts, and it just became hilarious. But like I said, this movie is a complete mess. It has a lot of plot holes. Nothing makes sense. And it would have been a really good movie, but it's just terrible. And with the ending, it has a twist ending. And what the original movie had, like, little clues throughout the original that kind of set up the twist ending.
Okay.
But in this one, they just, like, tack it on without even explanation of, like, you know, without any clues or red herrings of what was going to happen later on throughout the movie beforehand. It's just like, like, say, for example, what can I use for an example? Oh. Let me just... let's just say say in Star Trek, like the recent Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
Let's just say it was that much, and then all of a sudden you find out they're all dead.
Okay.
At the end. That's...
Right.
I would put the ending alongside High Tension's ending. That it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Like, it's a good ending, like, the original, it's a good ending, and it really works in concept, but they just did not work with that with the original ending in this film, and it just feels really tacked on.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
It sounds pretty shit.
This one was actually one of my worst films of 2008.
Yeah.
Not, like, probably in my top 10. I would say I'm one of my top 10 films top 10 worst films.
Yeah.
But it's just a shame, because Alexander Arjorie is a very talented horror director.
Yeah.
But let's just hope he at least puts himself back in the good books with his another remake next year, yeah. Piranha. So
yeah, I'm hoping that's going to be fun, but who knows?
Yeah, I hope that it's more. I hope it's fun. Like it has potential to be a fun movie, but
yeah.
But I'm not holding out my breath.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it, but a little apprehensive at the same time.
Yeah, we have to see what happens with that one.
Yeah.
Now, as much as I like Kiefer Sutherland as well, he's actually in my number two as well, which is very weird, seeing as we had no idea what movies we had picked.
Mm-hmm.
So, poor Kiefer Sutherland is getting picked on. And this was a bit of a trend with our last episode, because we had, like, reoccurring themes with our remakes having the same actors in them.
Yep.
Like, I had Jeff Goldblum twice, and I think you had Naomi Watts twice.
Yep.
So, yeah. Bit weird, but anyway, I decided for my number two, I was going to pick The Vanishing from 1993.
Yeah, that movie's terrible. That and actually, I shouldn't say, I was going to say anything, but I might as well. This actually is my number one worst remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the 10 worst movies ever made, in my opinion.
It's terrible. I absolutely, I don't love... the original, it's nothing I love, because it's, the one movie that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I think it's a fucking fantastic movie. Everything
I agree.
About
it's
it works
a, it's a great
so well.
Movie.
It's like... Oh, yeah, it's really... Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned The Vanishing before in previous podcasts, because the movie scared the shit out of me. I don't think I could ever watch it again. I would definitely try to, but just how much it freaked me out and how much of an impact it had on me just shows, what a strong movie it is.
Mm.
But then the director of the original decided he was going to remake his own movie in English for American audiences and changed it completely and had one of the most retarded endings ever.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's so dumb.
I have a lot to say about this movie, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I really do. It is one of my top 10 worst films ever made.
Yeah, not just for remakes, just for movies in general.
Yeah.
About how shit it is.
What I absolutely loved about the original, not just the ending, because the ending, the original, it's just one of the best endings ever.
The ending of the original... It killed me, to be perfectly honest.
It's I saw the original a while. Like I already knew about the ending anyway of the original.
Oh, I didn't really.
It's
know
still
it,
so. Really creepy yeah. that ending, and it really freaks me out as well.
Mm.
And the one thing I absolutely love about the original film was the villain and how.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the actor who played him, but what I loved about the villain in that film is, the actor who played him just played him like an everyday person. Yeah.
He was, he didn't seem like the kind of person that was going to be a villain, so to speak.
He's like a person who you could be friends with, or like a family member, or just like a really good, average, everyday family man.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
He looks and acts like the guy next door.
Yeah, and that's what was really creepy about the original was that character, because he was played so realistically and so, I guess, mundane, just a normal guy. And when you see what he was doing, it just creeps you out, because he just plays it so realistically, unlike Jeff Bridges, who plays it so over the top.
It's
terrible. He has... It's he's the complete opposite of that character. He's got long hair. He has this really weird voice. It's pretty much if you put him in a crowd of people, you see him and in your mind, you just automatically
that's the bad guy.
Serial killer when you see him.
Exactly. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fucking terrible.
It's
that a bad fucking piece of shit movie.
Yeah. That's probably one of the main reasons why I absolutely hate the film was Jeff Bridges' performance. And I love Jeff Bridges. He's a great actor and he's done, but this without, I don't know what he was thinking. I suppose they wanted to make a character, the villain in this one, more completely different from the original. So it's not like a carbon copy.
Yeah.
But I think if Bridges actually played it like a normal person, because, like, Bridges is known as, like, has that everyman quality about him.
Yeah.
Then it would have been good, but he just plays the, like, obvious serial killer when you see him. Like, the look, just everything just screams out serial killer.
Yeah.
And, like, even, like, his family, which is funny, it's like, you think the family, his on-screen family would just realize that this guy is not right in it.
But yeah, that's the thing. In the original, like, how would the family know that there's anything wrong with him at all?
Yeah.
That's just how it's played. And this is just completely different. Like, how can the same director just fuck it up so bad?
Yeah.
But not only that, but, like, oh, I don't know. It's the written, like, by the same people as well.
Yeah.
The same people, like, who wrote it as well, had the same thing to do with the remake. It just, it doesn't work. It's so fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's the most irritating, like, one of the most irritating movies I've ever seen. Yeah. And the thing was, I saw this before I saw the original.
Mm.
And, oh my god.
It just really fucks up the original ending as well by just
not
like
going to reveal what it is, but
yeah, and it just like throws this tacked on, like, it's like, you know, it's Hollywood, so it's going to have to have a happy ending, and it's just a shame that more, probably a lot more people have probably seen the remake than the original. And what I love about the original film with its ending, even though it's absolutely creepy, is like if you hadn't heard of The Vanishing, or having never heard about what actually happens at the ending, and what
it's even more creepier and fucked up.
Yeah, it's like, because, you know, it's like, know it just scares the shit out of you.
Yeah, didn't know that's how it was going to end.
Yeah,
and because it is different than the remake, so I didn't know what to expect.
Mm.
And the remake had put me off seeing the original, but then I thought, fuck it, I'm going to see the original. I saw it at the DVD shop. I rented it. And yeah, this movie fucked me up pretty badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be like one of the most scariest movies, freakiest movies I've ever seen.
I wouldn't say it's like, even though I think it's a great film as well, I wouldn't say it scared me, but it's really both the villain and the ending that were definitely the creepiest part.
Yeah.
And also, the story is played out much better in the original than it was in the remake.
Yeah. And I was going to say, the original has an 100% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, so there you go.
So, I was about to ask, what's the approval rating of the remake on Rotten Tomatoes?
Probably like a 1%, I don't know. I'd have to have a look. But yeah, unfortunately you're going to have to choose another number one.
I'll just pick one of the random sort of remakes that I were thinking about putting on my list, so I'll just pick something out of my hat.
We went into this not knowing what we had picked, so
yeah.
Like we said, we might have picked the same thing, but so we can talk about another movie. you'll have to pick something else because I stole yours.
Right. Yeah, but before we head up, I'll just say to everyone listening out there, see the original Vanishing. Yeah. Avoid the remake at all costs.
Yeah, the original is called Spoolers or something.
Spoolers, yeah, Spoolers.
Say it properly.
Yeah. We'll just say it's The Vanishing and we'll just leave it at that.
The Vanishing 1988. So check that out. Don't watch the remake because, it'll make you want to kill yourself pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is your new number one?
Oh, now I have to pick one up the top of my head. What did I have on my list?
I don't know. What did you have on your list?
I did have, this was on my list because I didn't put this, I guess the remake I'll have to put on here now is a remake that came out last year.
It'd be the same as mine now, probably.
Oh, well, actually,
If it's the same, it doesn't matter.
I'll put in another remake. Because I'll just say the one I wanted to talk about, but I thought it might have been on yours, is the 2006 remake of The Wicker Man.
Oh, I didn't pick that, amazingly, because I thought you had picked it.
Pick it because I thought you would pick it.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't pick it, because I was going to have that as, like, number 5 or something. Because I actually watched most of it recently, and it was the most irritatingly shit thing I'd ever seen. I couldn't even get any enjoyment out of it for being that bad. I wanted to seriously just grab a chainsaw and rip myself limb from limb, because that's how shit and annoying this movie was.
Yeah, like, the original Wicker Man is such a... Have you seen the original?
Yeah, I haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen it for a while either, but I do remember just being so engrossed by it, because it's such a very strange movie.
It is.
And that's why I love it so much, because, well, that's why I don't know what I think of it now, but at the time when I saw it, why I thought it was such a superb film, because it was so different from any other horror film I'd seen up to that point. Like, it had, like, it was even a musical. It had a lot of musical scenes in it, and also it had really, it was really creepy. It had a really interesting story.
It was
great.
Weird
themes about, like, Christianity versus paganism, and just really interesting stuff in it, and of course a great ending.
Yeah.
Which I did not see coming.
No.
And it really floored me, that ending. And the remake is a film, again, just like the Stepford-wise, it had potential. Like, you got a really good cast and a really good director with Neil LaBute. And I don't know what went wrong.
The script was terrible.
It was a terrible script, but it's funny though, it's been a while since I've seen the movie, but to me, the first hour, like, it's a 90-minute film. The first hour, it's like, I just keep imagining, like, while they were shooting it, like, they probably shot the footage for the first hour of the film, and they're probably thinking to themselves, you know, this movie's, looking at all this footage, this movie is really dull and boring. It doesn't capture anything about the original. What can we do to spice this movie up so the audience could, you know, keep on watching? I know, let's put Nicolas Cage in a bear suit and have him going around karate chopping women left and right.
It's so fucking terrible.
Actually, the last 30 minutes of the movie alone is just worth watching, just for that last 30
minutes. It's so bad. Just go on YouTube and look up The Wicker Man, the best bits or whatever.
Yeah, The Wicker Man montage. That last half made me laugh my ass off more than anything I'd seen up to that point.
Irritating movie. It's so dumb.
It is. It's a dumb movie, but it's worth it for that. But it was definitely worth it for me just for that last half hour.
It's just, it's in a league of its own of shitness.
Now, if the movie were just like that the last 30 minutes of the movie were like the rest of the movie beforehand were like the last 30 minutes, it would have been.
In a bear suit,
Yeah, it would have been probably one of the greatest comedies of all time, but it's a movie that plays itself straight for about an hour, but then decides to go batshit crazy in the last half.
And it's so fucking dumbass. It's just so retarded.
I could quote lines from this movie.
The only thing that comes to mind is just saying it's retarded.
Yeah, it is.
It just is. There's no other way to describe it.
And it just has such moments where you're watching it and thinking, like, scenes in it, and you're thinking, didn't any of the actors think that this was a bad idea?
Understand what they're doing? And
I'm just, like, thinking of one scene in particular, like when Nicolas Cage stops the woman on the bike.
Oh, yeah.
And he just goes, "Get off the bike!" He has the gun pointed, and it's like, "Get off the bike!" He just gets on the bike and just rides off.
Has he even made, like... seriously, he has not made a decent movie for a long time. And he's always so shit in it.
Yeah, and it...
Personally, the only decent thing that... Like, I thought he was okay and I thought the movie was okay was The Knowing, even though I know people didn't really like it. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I thought he gave a solid performance.
Yeah, I thought he was good compared to what he's done recently. Yeah. But, I mean, other than that, like, if I look at his, the last movies he's been in.
Yeah.
Terrible. Like, I reckon Bad Lieutenant looks terrible.
I've been actually hearing a lot of good things about it from screenings.
I just... the trailer, now the new one, I'm just like, nah, this just fucking looks retarded.
Apparently it's a like it's the movie what The Wicker Man should have been like, you know, like being that last half hour and making a whole feature-length movie about it, and I'm actually quite excited. If it's, like, really batshit crazy throughout the entire thing, and it's fantastic in its absurdness, maybe it might actually be a good movie. But we'll see, we'll see.
If it's, like, so bad it's good, yeah, maybe, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a weird movie to actually remake Bad Lieutenant to start with. It's a weird, like, the original is a weird movie.
I've never seen the original yet, but I've been meaning to.
Yeah, we'll track it down. I think it's only, like, $10 on DVD here. Like, Harvey Keitel, it's worth seeing just for his performance anyway. But it's an odd movie. But, yeah, I mean, just going back on what Nicolas Cage has done, there was Next, which was terrible. There was Ghost Rider, which was terrible. There was Wicker Man, which was terrible.
I think if you had to, like, point the movie which pretty much had descended Nicolas Cage's career... at this point, it would definitely be The Wicker Man, because, like, before then, his movies were kind of, like, he had a couple good movies, and he had a couple sort of average movies, but The Wicker Man was pretty much the movie that started his trend of shit.
I mean, I didn't see him in, like, World Trade Center.
Actually, that was actually a pretty good movie, actually. That was probably the best one he... Well, that came out the same year as Wicker Man, so...
Yeah, that was the better one, I'm guessing. I mean, he did Lord of War, which I liked.
I thought Lord of War was great as well.
Yeah. I can't remember if I saw The Weatherman.
Weatherman's a pretty good movie, too.
I didn't see Matchstick Men, but I want to.
I haven't seen it either, but I've been meaning to check it out as well.
I mean, National Treasure I saw a bit of, but I didn't like.
I've seen both movies. They're all right, but, you know, they're just, you know, this kind of forgettable adventure movies.
Yeah, and then he did Adaptation, which was great.
I love Adaptation.
That's really like maybe like one of his last really strong performances before he just kind of got known as being really shit.
Yeah, I think I said in the last podcast that like when like a lot of people sort of say Nicolas Cage is a shit actor and everything, it's like, well, when he's given a really good script, he can be really, really, really good.
Yeah, but when he's shit, he can't do anything with it.
Yeah, and the only way you can, like, try to level a bad script is, like, you know, being batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of entertaining in its way. Because I like seeing Nicolas Cage just going over the top in some ways.
Like, things like Face Off and Con Air and The Rock and all that, they're fun movies.
Yeah.
And he does good in them. Like, he plays them on the right level, but, yeah. Sometimes he just, doesn't work at all.
I will say before we go into your number one.
Yeah.
My favorite line from the Wicker remake.
Yeah.
And I'll have to put my mic back because it might be a bit loud. It's like, ah, my legs.
I might have to insert some really bad sound bites.
Get off the bike. Get off the bike. Step away from the bike. Take your stupid mask. Tell me! How to get burned? How to get burned? How to get burned?
I don't know!
Hey, take those masks off. Come here. You're away from me.
What do you mean? I had to come. What is it? What's wrong, sister?
Don't be frightened. Go. My name is Edward. I'm gonna save you.
This is murder! Murder! You'll all be guilty! And you're doing it for nothing! Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey! Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Out of my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Ah!
When I heard that bit for the first time in the movie, I pissed myself laughing more than anything. It's just how he said it, like...
Yeah.
Like, ah, my legs! And you guys can't believe he actually agreed to do that.
The bees!
My legs! But then again, there was, like, another corker beforehand. It's like, killing me won't bring back your damn honey!
God, what a piece of shit movie.
The bees! No, not the bees! Not the bees!
The bees! Terrible movie.
I actually showed my friend the montage.
Yeah.
And he was pissing himself laughing as well.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
My number one is from last year. Mm. I don't know if it's what you were thinking of originally.
I hope it's not the one I was thinking of before I picked the Wicker Man.
It was The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, well, that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Oh, what was the one you were thinking of?
I was thinking of One Miss Cole.
Oh, okay, no. No, this, to me, The Day the Earth Stood Still remake is one of the worst movies ever made. It's the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Yep.
Well, it's not ever seen, but one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the original is a fucking awesome movie.
It's a masterpiece of science fiction.
It's a film that was way ahead of its time to start with. And it still holds up perfectly to this day. There is no reason to remake this movie.
And its themes are still relevant even today than they were back then.
Very much so. But fuck me dead, this was so shit. I will go to the cinema. Even if the movie is bad, I'll stay and watch it because I paid my money for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there and 40 minutes in, I wanted to leave and fucking just beat the shit out of someone because of how irritatingly bad this movie was. Like I said, I don't walk out of a movie. I wanted to just fucking seriously just do damage when I was watching this.
Mm.
It was so bad. There was nothing remotely good about this movie. Like, it was just, yeah.
Well, I didn't hate it as much as you did. Like, if I had the rating, I'd give it like a 2.5. But I thought, like,
I didn't even give it a score.
I thought it like it's still kind of the first hour or so still pulled me in. Like it, like the visual effects, like I wouldn't say. Pulled me in, but at least, like, you know, it at least had my attention. Like, I wasn't, like, you know, waiting, looking at my clock, wanting it to be over or anything.
This,
I was like,
this movie, it could not have gone any slower.
And it was only 90 minutes.
Bad. Oh, it was so bad. Like, oh my god, who else are you going to get to play an absolutely wooden character than Keanu Reeves?
Who would have been, who's, I still stand by the fact that he was probably the perfect person for that. Because if you're going to play a character who's an emotionless
alien... He just sits
there
and does fuck all. I mean, he can do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, it was fine to cast him. He does fuck all. Like, Jennifer Connelly, who's a great actress, was so horrible in this. She could not act at all. And the biggest irritation is fucking Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Will Smith has any sense, he would never let his kid act in a movie again. But no, he's continuously putting his kid in movies, and he's going to be in the remake of The Karate Kid called The Kung Fu Kid, which is probably going to be even worse than this turd. Oh, my God.
Well, I never... Like, even though I thought he was pretty meh in the movie, but I... never really got the hate for him. Like, I can understand it, but I think it's just a little too much, especially for a kid when it's only his second movie. And I actually thought he was really good in The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, I didn't see that, and he might have been good in that.
He was good in that. Yeah, he was definitely.
So sorry to cut you off, but the fact is, this was a really badly written role, and everything that was bad about it, he just made even worse. Now, I got nothing wrong against kid actors because they can be great.
Yep.
But no, this was terrible. It just went from bad to worse. There's nothing remotely decent about this movie. They just ruined everything that was great about the first one. This is like going from Transformers, the first one, to Transformers, the second one. How basically they just blew up all the bad parts of the first one.
Yep.
And made the second one, and the second one sucked ass. They just basically took anything that had any meaning in the first one, shat all over it, and thought, yeah, we'll just turn this into a movie.
It doesn't compare to the original in any way.
It's a piece of shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck they were smoking when they were doing this movie, but I don't want any.
Well, I think they were really, had good intentions while going into it. I'm not going to say, The Day the Earth Stood Still should be remade, but it had the potential to, to be a good one.
The story.
If done right.
The story is something that, you know, they probably wanted to revisit.
Yeah.
But they just went about it so wrong, and they tried to make it, you know, all trying to be all bloody environmentally whatever. And it just doesn't fucking work. And yeah, I'm sorry, but this movie is one of the worst movies I've ever seen, and I would never watch it again. And if I ever see anyone that had anything to do with the movie, I'm going to punch him in the head. Seriously, I hate this movie with a passion.
It's shit.
It's fucking shit, and I hate it, and I want it to die a very slow and painful death. I mean, it nearly freaking killed me when I saw it. Absolutely hate it.
Well, like I said, I didn't hate it as much as you, but, you know, I can definitely understand it for sure.
Yes, but you can tell I have no at all for this movie.
Oh, trust me, if you ask me about any of my top 10 worst movies of all time, I'd be spitting venom at them like vipers. especially my number one worst movie of all time.
What's your number one worst movie of all time?
Bolero.
Bolero.
Bolero. Have you seen it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
It really is the worst movie ever made. I'm not kidding. Really is. It's fucking terrible. It's not even a movie. It's trash.
It's just dumb.
It's a void. It's the black hole of cinema.
It's a Bo Derek movie.
Yes. But the thing is, though, if I tell people the plot of this movie, the plot of it does sound hilarious because she plays a schoolgirl, which is hard to believe because she's 30 years old in it. Wants to find a man so she can give him her virginity.
Yeah.
And that's a ridiculous plot, but the movie is so fucking boring.
Yeah.
It is. It's an hour and 50 minutes long, and I swear to God, I have never been so angry and pissed off at anything my entire life. I was on the verge of rampage. I just wanted to rip my television out and just smash it. I was that pissed off with it.
Yeah.
It was so dull, so boring, and I think I kept thinking for a while I could do. But I'm one of those people no matter what movie I watch, I have to stick it out through to the end, because I've never watched a movie where I watched it and this is shit, then turn it off. I've never been one of those people. Unless I only turn it off because I have to go do something and I come back to it later.
I try to finish movies, but there's some that have been so bad I just can't.
Yeah.
And like I said, fucking The Day the Earth Stood Still really pushed, it pushed me to the edge. It really did.
The Bolero is the same thing to me, and also the only I think that There have been other movies that have done that to me as well. Like the other, another, my second all-time worst film, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The begin. The Next Generation. Sorry.
Oh, the Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey one.
Yes. Another one where I just wanted to, like, it was again so boring, so over the top, and like there's this one scene. Pretty much the entire movie to me is set in this one scene where this guy is running away from not Leatherface but another one of like one of his family. And like he's like running away, and the guy pulls up in his like truck beside him. It's like, you're not going anywhere, so get in. And the guy just stops and just gets in the car.
Oh,
not like by force.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, all right, well, you know, he's probably right. I better get in the truck anyway. It's like, you know, he gets up. It's like,
it's a shit movie.
Yeah, you definitely don't want a movie. I hate a movie when I just go, ugh.
Ape shit.
Yeah, it's shit.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like some honourable mentions for some other shitty remakes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen a French movie called The Visitors. It was from 1993,
mm-hmm.
and it starred Jean Reno. You know the
actor. Just Visiting.
Yeah, but the
that's
Visitors,
a remake.
Yeah,
I actually saw that not long ago.
Yeah, the original The Visitors from 1993. It's actually a really good, really funny movie. I've seen it many times because you know I really loved it. I thought it was just a great movie. But then they decided to do an English remake, Just Visiting.
Yeah.
Fuck me dead. That was so bad. And again,
it's a very over-the-top movie.
It's just like, dumb. Like, it loses everything that was good about the original. Mm. And the thing is, it's made by the same people. How the fuck do you go so wrong? It's all in the translation.
Yeah. I blame studio interference.
Yeah. Like, that movie was shit. And like I said, the original, The Visitors, it's a great movie. Such a funny movie. Mm. Like, see the original. So much better. It's just, you know, it's a fun, silly movie. But yeah that remake pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah. What remakes did I hate? I'm just trying to. What did I write down? Can't even read my writing.
I thought that was a good, you know, that was what I was thinking about putting on my list. But I just thought, yeah, I can give it an honourable mention for being shit.
Actually, I have an honourable mention.
Yeah.
And this is one of, like I said, this is one of those cases where I actually saw the remake before. I mean the remake after the original.
Mm.
Oh shit! Sorry, fuck that up. I mean,
I saw the remake
before
first.
The original. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And it's Black Christmas.
Oh okay.
Yeah. It's pretty shit. Like the original, I finally tracked it down and I watched it because I've been meaning to look for it for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a really creepy movie, and it's. But
I haven't seen it for a long time.
Yeah, but the remake is just
a piece of shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's but, a lot of really bad horror remakes.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the remake. I've seen the original.
Yeah, the remake does pop up on pay TV every now and again, but it's such a even I was actually looking forward to seeing it. It's not because like again I love slasher movies.
Yeah,
and I was wanted to see this one, and I saw it, and it's badly acted. Even though it's got a couple of actresses in there that I like Michelle Trachtenberg and Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Mm.
And the latter is like the love of my life, so but
like a lot of
and a
people.
Couple yes, but don't tell anyone.
It'll be our secret.
Yes. Who knows, she could be listening right now and thinking, stalker.
Now I'll send it to her, there you go.
Okay. But like it has a really solid cast and actually a really good director, Glenn Morgan, who has co-written and executive produced episodes for The X-Files.
Mm.
And also co-wrote and produced the first Final Destination movie,
which is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. And also he did His directorial debut, which was another remake, which is actually a really good remake, Willard.
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen Willard. It's one I've been meaning to check out again.
Yeah, I watched it, both the original and the remake a few years ago, and I liked them both, so...
I've never seen the original, but again, it's one I've been meaning to check out.
Yeah, check it out. It's really good, but, I mean, the remake of Willard was like perfect casting with Crispin
Glover,
because he's just like meant for the role. So.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
He's great. I love Crispin Glover.
Yeah, me too.
And it's always a treat to see him actually in a leading role.
Yeah.
Because it's that he's very. For. Is this very rare to catch him in a leading role these days? Not like back in the '80s where he had dozens of lead roles.
Mm.
But it's always good to see Crispin Glover. Him and Bruce Campbell, I'll pretty much watch any movie that they're in, even if they're only in it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a really good remake. It's very atmospheric. It's a good character study.
Mm.
And, but the Black Christmas remake, it was just terrible from the get-go. But, again, it's another movie that was brought down by studio interference.
Yeah.
And I actually have the original script, not the one that they used for the shooting one, but the original script. And from what I haven't read it yet, but from what I've heard, it's actually a much superior script to the one they eventually used. And apparently, they wanted stuff changed and make it into a standard slasher movie rather than something more akin to the original movie.
Yeah.
And of course, the movie had a lot of interference. And
it happens.
And I haven't seen the trailer, but apparently what it's interesting about the trailers is that all the scenes that happen in the trailers aren't even in the movie.
Oh, okay.
They actually shot footage for the trailers, just for the trailers only, so none of that stuff was in the actual movie.
Nice.
So I heard, so.
Yeah.
But Black Christmas is...
Yeah.
Has a lot of plot twists that are so out, like what the fuck?
Mm.
And yeah, again, it's one of those movies where I wouldn't say the characters are unlikable. Like, I guess they are unlikable, but I wouldn't say I hated them as much as like the House of Wax characters.
Okay.
But it's like you got this good cast, but they're all just wasted in these really badly written roles.
Yeah.
But like I said, when movies do get a lot of studio interference, I kind of try not to be too harsh on them because I try to see it from that point of view. But Black Christmas, it's pretty shit. Just go see the original.
Yeah, another one I really hated was the Fog remake.
The Fog remake was just boring.
That was just dumbass of fucking shit. But yeah, that's another one I could mention as being crap.
And
actually, one movie that I know people like, but I didn't really like, and that was the Body Snatchers, the remake of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
This is the 1993 one, right?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't like it.
But I've been meaning to, though.
Well, I haven't seen it for a while, but I didn't like it, and I don't know if I'd actually want to give it another try.
Yeah.
Even though it's the screenplay was co-written by Stuart Gordon, who's one of my favourite people in the movie industry.
And directed by Abel Ferreira.
Yes, who did Bad Lieutenant, which I mentioned before. But yeah, no, I wasn't a fan of it.
So yeah.
That's just another one that pops into my head as one that I just didn't like.
I can't, I'm just trying to think of other remakes that I don't like, but it's hard for me to think of them at the moment. Like, if I had a list in front of me, I could probably go down and say, oh yeah, that's shit.
Mm.
That's even shit.
Yeah.
That's even a worse shit, but I just can't think of them at any of them at the moment.
But they're just the ones that, will come to my mind, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that probably wraps up our worst remakes.
Actually, before we go, I actually want to clarify something from the last time I was on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
When we were doing our best ones, when I picked The Departed, I actually said that it was the first remake to win the Best Picture Oscar.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Okay.
It's actually the second.
Oh, what was the first?
Ben-Hur.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I actually forgotten that it was a remake, and I saw it like last year, and I read, it's a remake, I didn't know that. And I just completely forgot that it was a remake. It's the same with like True Lies. We were talking about before the show, True Lies, and I've forgotten that was actually a remake as well.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a remake, so...
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, yeah, so The Departed, the second...
The second one.
The second remake to win Best Picture,
but
so...
the first one in recent memory, anyway.
Yeah. So, hopefully we don't get any... Because I only realised that because when you posted up on Facebook about us doing the podcast, some people put in their own like top fives and all that.
Yeah.
And I, the best ones, and I saw on one of them, somebody had Ben-Hur on that, and that's where it clicked. Yeah, so I thought I'd just take this opportunity to say, Ben-Hur was the first. I'll admit I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, that's okay. good show. Good, hateful discussions on shitty movies.
Yes. It's the It's Shit edition of the Super Marcy podcast.
I fucking hate these movies. I'm going to beat the shit out of anyone who I see that has anything to do with these shitty movies.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm just looking at the TV and Final Destination's on. It's just starting. Might have to go watch that. Funny, because it was like brought up like 2 minutes ago. I might go watch that.
I'm actually about to go off to finish up a horror film myself that I was watching today.
What were you watching?
Prey.
What's Prey?
It's an Australian horror film, and it has Natalie Bessing-Light.
Oh my god, even worse, it's got her in it. No wonder I didn't want to know about it.
I think it's one of my contenders as the worst of the year. It's terrible.
Yeah, well...
It's probably one of the top five worst Australian movies. Well, I haven't finished it yet because I have 16 minutes to go on it.
Okay.
But I classify it as one of the worst Australian... Top five worst Australian films ever made.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that. I might go watch Final Destination and then I'll probably continue watching Veronica Mars because I've been watching... Season 1 of Veronica Mars.
Yep.
Which is one of my favourite shows. So
I haven't seen the show yet, but I've got too many shows on my list to watch at the moment.
I mean, I've got stuff I need to watch, and I've gone back to watch that, so...
Yeah. One day down the track, I might check it out, but at the moment, I've got too much on my plate, TV-wise.
Mm. But, yes, it was good to talk this shit again, and until next time. We'll think of some really good topics for the next one.
Well, I think we talked about a couple of ones who I think will be pretty interesting, but... Mm. Yeah.
Well, we'll have some things in the works.
Yeah.
As always, there's never-ending, like, amount of things that you can talk about, especially in top five form.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, catch you later.
See you, everybody.